Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Chuck Martin back on the show. Chuck is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, this is his 7th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of many books, which I've admired over the years, including Tough Management and Work Your Strengths, but his new book, it's called The Third Screen. It's all about mobile. It's all about the smartphone. And in fact, he has another book about this topic that he's here to basically launch today. And we're going to talk about that. Chuck Martin, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be here. I didn't realize it's been that long.
7 years. Congratulations. How about that?
Well, thank you. Again, congratulations to you for helping all these businesses all this time.
Well, thank you. Well, of course, that's just your anniversary. My anniversary. I'm coming up on 15 later this year. But it's been great to have you here as a member of our Brain Trust for 7 years. Let's talk about you got a new book out called The Smartphone Handbook, which is a companion to your Third Screen book, and it's all about how to get more out of your smartphone. Now, Chuck, you've heard me say this before, and I talked about it earlier in the hour when I told the audience you were coming, and that is that every small business owner who does not have a smartphone, who isn't using a smartphone every day, all is their sole device to make calls and texts and whatever, if you don't have one of those, if you're not doing that, you do not know what the new expectations of your customers and prospects are. What do you think?
That is exactly correct, and that's basically that's one of the key reasons we wrote the book. What we found was, and I travel all over the country, as you know, what I found is that a lot of people in business, a lot of individuals, they know what they're doing in their business because they're passionate about whatever the thing is. If they're a retailer and they're selling sports goods, they're into sports goods, for example. But when it comes to the smartphones, what I've been finding and seeing and people asking me is they get their phone, and it was typically a replacement for a full-featured phone, which is basically a phone that doesn't have web access and all that, just your old phone. So they get the smartphone. It doesn't come with directions. It doesn't come with any how-to. There's no insight. It comes with a few apps.
Not only that, but the kid that sold it to you was so good at it, it made you feel kind of dumb.
Right. And you get home, and you may be able to get email on it, so you've got email on your phone now, which is a huge innovation if you didn't have that before. So now you've got email on your phone, you can figure out how to send a text message, which is very nice, and you can figure out how to take a picture and send a picture to someone via MMS or email. And then you download a few apps or you play with a couple of apps that come with it, and you basically think that's what it is. Because why would you think there's more to it than that?
Mm-hmm.
And what I found is I was having lunch with an executive, multi-million dollar successful person, and he was saying, we were talking about phones, and he was saying, yeah, I had an Android, I couldn't figure it out, and so I got an iPhone, and my battery just dies all the time. I said, well, you probably should shut down some of the apps running in the background. And he said, I don't have any apps running in the background.
He didn't know we had background, did he?
Right. Well, I said, let me see your phone, and I looked at his phone, and I showed him, and we go through this in the smartphone handbook of how to do this. We showed him in literally 2 seconds that he had probably 150 apps running in the background. He had running in the background every app he had ever downloaded because no one ever showed him how to stop apps from running in the background. And why would they? Why would he know he has apps running in the background? So we increased his battery life dramatically.
Yeah.
And that's just one tiny thing. And people, there was someone I ran into over the weekend who got a copy of the book, and he said he has an Android, and he said, I didn't know I could go to the web and do all this app stuff for my phone from the web, and he just didn't know. So yeah.
This is a learning process. I mean, when I've had a smartphone for a long time, and I still don't use a lot of apps. I have other devices that I use. I have a laptop. I have an iPad, but I don't use a ton of apps like many people do. But I use more than I did. I'd use more today than I did 6 months ago, or more than I did a year ago. It's a learning process. As you continue to use them, you acquire new capability and you get better at it. But the point is, if you aren't doing this, folks, remember this: your customers and prospects are. And you heard me talk about what I call the moment of relevance, folks. The moment of relevance, because of mobile, the moment of relevance is trumping competitiveness. It's more important, increasingly more important, that you become relevant to your customers than it is for you to be competitive. We'll come back. We're going to talk about that and some of the specifics that's in the new book, The Smartphone Handbook by Chuck Martin. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.